Bullmeyer, Jim Kramer, Les Lent.
That's when we were up to the Mincha. That was up to me.
And Simon. Reich of Gimel. Siv Dalet. Bishas HaKinyan, when a person purchases a new baguette, Yesh Loi Lavorech Afal Pish Adayin Loi Nishamish Behem. If he didn't wear the baguette, She'ein HaBarocha Eli Yidei Simchas Alei Shu Sameach B'Kniyosan. The bracha of Shechiyonu is that he acquired a baguette. The bracha is on the acquisition. I have a baguette, and that gives me simcha. So you make a Shechiyonu. Uchsheyilboshayim, we'll put on the baguette, Mavorech Malbish Arumim. Then you make a bracha Malbish Arumim. So the bracha Malbish Arumim is on the shimush of the baguette, on the wearing of the baguette, then you make Malbish Arumim. And the Shechiyonu you make on the acquisition of the baguette. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah b'shas hakinyan, v'davke imkona baguette sheroi lelofshoi tekef. He bought a baguette, he bought a suit, bought a coat, there's no need for alterations, he can wear it right now. So the minute he bought a winter coat, and it's in July, but he has a winter coat, so he'll make a Shechiyonu, then when it gets in October, he'll put it on, he'll make a Malbish Arumim. Avol, im kone shum dovo sheine roi lulav shoy, oile ishtamish boi kemoy shohu. But what is, if he purchased something that in the present state that it is in, he can't wear it, or he can't use it. Let's talk about a suit, and then we'll talk about other things. He bought a suit that there's no cuffs to the pants, and the sleeves are too long, and there's a lot of alterations that have to be done in order to be able to wear it. Rak shetzorich liteng lo'umen l'saken, liyivorech shechiyonu, she should not make a shechiyonu, ad shor sheyilbash habeged. So Kozman, the beged is not wearable, so we should make a shechiyonu. Oy yishtamish bakeli, the same thing. He got a keli, he got an air conditioner, but Kozman it's not installed. He has no benefit from it. So memela, so he'll make the shechiyonu when he's able to use it. When he's able to wear it, use it, then he'll make the shechiyonu. I'd like to mention there's a very interesting machloikis between Rabbi Kevegel and the Teiras Chaim. Rabbi Kevegel says, so according to these guidelines, you only make a shechiyonu if it's what I acquired is roi to use. But if I can't use it, so I won't make a shechiyonu. So Rabbi Kevegel says, so let's speak about two cases. Case number one, he built a house. He has a house, brand new. But he didn't put up a mezuzah. So it's not, halachically, it's not roi to living. You're allowed to live in with that. If it's his house, if it's a rented house, it's a different parasha. But if it's his house, he's not allowed to live there without a mezuzah. So therefore, or the same thing, he bought kelim, and he didn't table the kelim. So he's not allowed to use these kelim. So Rabbi Kevegel says, "A tzorichiyon if he'll be able to make then a Shechiyona. That's what Rabbi Kevega says. Rabbi Kevega understood that a Keli, that I'm not allowed to use it, you can't make the Shechiyona on the acquisition because I acquired something that I can't use. So then you only make the bracha when I'm able to use it. So that'll be, I'll make the Shech Yonu after I table the keli, put up my mezuzah in the house. The Teiras Chaim wants to say that this Indian that, let's say we talk about, he bought a suit and it's not wearable. So he says, so there the svara is that that's not called, it was kind of kelim chadoshim, it's not a keli, it's not a begin, it's not wearable. So therefore, you don't make a shechion, it's not kelim chadoshim. But he says, if you have a keli, no, I personally am not allowed to use it because I wasn't toivel it. But that doesn't take away the shame keli from it, it's a keli. That means he wants to say the whole svarah that if you need alterations, so you don't make a shechiyonu, is because kozman you don't have alterations, you don't have a keli. And the halach is a kelim chadoshim. This is not a keli. I have a suit that's not wearable. That's not called a beged. But if it is wearable. No, I can't have a knot. I don't have a knot at the present time because I have to toivel it or I have to put a mezuzah on it. So he says that is not a chesaron, and he brings a raya. He brings a raya when it rains, so you make a shechiyonu. So he says, do you have a knot? It rains. It rains now. It rains. Gevaldik Baruch Hashem. It rains. Do you have a no now from the rain? Not necessarily. That means, but since it rained, so perhaps next week I'll be able to plant something in the field. So it is not, but I make the shechiyonu now. That it means if something good happened now, raining is a dover toy for the field, I make a shechiyonu now, even though I will have hanor from this after a week, after 2 weeks, but I still make a shechiyonu now. So he says the whole svara, that's he wants to be chaylik in Rabbi Kevega. He says the whole svara is if it's not wearable, so it's not called a baget. He gives up the marshal is given if someone had gold, and he gives it to a goldsmith to make a keli out of it. So he says, so you don't make the shechiyonu, because the shechiyonu, I don't have a keli yet. That's the problem. So I don't have a beggar that's not wearable. I don't have a beggar. But the case of Rabbi Kevega wants to say you could make a shechiyonu. Okay, let's go a little further. Malbish arumim, you make malbish arumim, hainu koidim shechiyonu. So that means, so let us talk lamais. A person bought a new suit, $500 a suit, and he's molei simcha. He bought it for a chasana, and then he goes and puts on the suit. So the first, he does two things. After he puts on the suit, Baruch Hashem, ken mechol mal b'sharumim, then Baruch Hashem, shechiyonu, v'kimono, v'giyonu, lazman hazeh. That is the Seder. That is the Seder, and the Dirshu brings down, why are you magdim malbish arumim? Because the shechiyonu and the new beged is a reshus. The ikir shechiyonu is on something habom is man lizman. So they say, a new beged also, you buy it, you don't buy it every day, you buy it by every Pesach, I get a new suit. So it's similar to adova abom is man lizman, but it's a reshus, it's not a choiva. Mashain came malbish arumim is a choiva. So memela, when I put on a new suit, and so I first make, after I put it on, I make malbish arumim, and then I make a shechiyon. Ochain, im loibish a beged shachris, what if he puts on the beged in the morning already? He puts on the beged, and I can say, birchas a shachris, Yachalot is bebichas malbishavu, mishalavot bebichas hashachar. So then you don't make a... I'm going to say malbishavu b'msai b'sai. So the malbishavu will patter that he says in the... The malbishavu will patter them. Agavulchem, now the dirshu brings down two interesting halachas. So let's talk halacha number one. I put on a new suit. Baruch Hashem, it fits me. No, I'm a suit, I'm happy with it. So I should make Malbish Rumim and Shech Yod. So this Chiluki day is, to when can he make the Shech Yod? Now others say that you can make the Shech Yod Kol's man, you're wearing it. This Levish, I'm wearing it, I put it on. I wore it to the chasen, I'm taking it off. So this Levisha, I'm happy. This is one big Levisha, I can make the Shechiyot. You took it off already, you're putting it on by the Shavuot Brachos. That Simcha isn't here already. The Simcha is Bishas, that already is. He was nischagel with the Simcha. The others said, you can't make the Shechiyot. And the others hold a fellow in the first Levisha also. There's mezvang it for 4 hours. So perhaps the first hour he still has the simcha, the second hour the simcha dwindles. So there's others, the chalukah days, but kaponim, it is
preferable. Because you wore it already.
Yeah, even though it's the same lavusha, even though it's the same lavusha.
I think it's this with the Indian of renting something and then buying it out. It says you should make a shekel of it, even though you're used to it. Like rent a car for 3 years and then you buy it out after the 3 years. According to the first deer shoe, you should grab a deer schayer yachatat kanala. That's the going that I serve the bar shekel.
Yeah, because now it's his. That was the chadish shabbat. Yeah,
3 years.
Yeah, okay, but before he was using Yenim's car, now it became his car. The brachas became his car. But now he has his suit, and he put on the suit, and so what's now? So what's 5 hours later? Oh, Shech Yonu. So that's a difference. That's very good. The renting, here the broch is on the acquisition. Now he brings one more halach in the Dirshu. He says, let's say a person bought 5 suits, and fine, they were all alterated. He gets all 5 suits. So he says, so he should make, now he has 5 suits in the closet. So he says, he should put on 1 suit. The Malbish Rumen is done on each suit, will be a different Malbish Rumen, but the Shech Yono, when he puts on the first suit, he should make a Shech Yono, he should be mechavan to pata all 5 suits, because now he has all 5 suits which are wearable, that's what he should do. That is fine.
So you're saying if you acquire some of it at the same time, when you put on the first one, it covers all of them?
The Shech Yono.
The Shech Yono.
The Shech Yono, the Malbish Rumen, Mr. Manat. Let's go a little further. Kono Kalim Shemishtamshim Bahem Hu Uvnei Beisa. He purchased Kalim that he and the Uvnei Bayis use. Mavorech Atoiva Hameitiv. So he makes Atoiva Hameitiv. Now let us see the Mishtabura so far. Who of Nebesai? Avo. Agav Uche, the Locha we learned before in the Mishtabura that if a person purchases a suit which needs alterations, so you don't make a Shech Yono because It's not usable. Now it's not called he bought a suit. Some amele. So therefore, it's put on la'aloche. La'aloche is that we don't make a Shech Yonu in the 3 weeks. We don't make a Shech Yonu. Others make on Shabbos, but let's say we don't make a Shech Yonu in the 9 days. You're not allowed to purchase new begodim, a filu new stockings. You shouldn't purchase. So the halach is, but let's say it's the 3 weeks, So if I buy a suit which is not needs alterations, I can buy 10 suits in the 3 weeks. I'm not going to make a shechiyah, no. There's no issa to buy new kelim. In the 9 days, there's an issa to buy new begodim, new stockings. But in the 3 weeks, I can buy new suits. Just don't make a shechiyah, no. And that is if the suits needs alterations. Okay, let's go further. Now we have over here, he bought kelim that he and the Bnei Bayis use. Avol im kone kelim loy o kelim levnei beisoy. So here was he was talking about. He bought begodim for himself and begodim for the Bnei Bayis. He went Pesach. He bought a new suit for himself, a new begodim for his wife, for his children. Merdekezach. So mavoch al shaloi shechiyonu. So on his, he bought a new suit, you make a shech yonu. Val shel b'nei beisoy, and he bought a merdeke chiddush. He bought new suits for his children, a new dress for his wife. Mevorech atoy v'hameter. Now, what's pshat na toy v'hameter? What's that toy v'hameter? The toy hu l'didei. It's very good for him. Shezocha sheyu b'nei beisoy mulaboshim b'mabushe kovet. It's not poshet. His family, his wife has a nice dress. His children have nice clothing. So that's a toiva for him. And they have a toiva. They're wearing it. B'meitav l'achine. Hein l'achine hein b'nei beisoy shenanim b'toiva zu. Amir dikazach. So he makes the broche. He makes the broche. V'davke imkono b'shvil ishtoi v'zaroi avol imkono l'chere. I think they should also make a toy v'ameitev. By them it's toy that they have the suit. L'chere and meitev. L'chere it should be the same thing. And the father, that's a toy for the father. V'davke imkona b'shvil ishtei v'zarei, so it's a teva meitev. Avol imkona b'shvil avdei v'shivchosoi, it seems that's his obligation. He has to buy for them clothing, v'mikri toiv v'didei, v'avikilu mochelam b'schorom shemagilem. That means that's obligations of the employer to purchase begodim for the employee. Unless he bought something which will be used by all of them. Now let's go further.
What's wrong with that?
What?
What's wrong to buy for Shifa and the Eber?
It's not a toive to him. He's obligated to do it, it seems. That is, he's doing it like he's buying uniforms, like clothing that they'll need for their working. So it's not called a toiva for him. That's his obligation as employer. He has to do it. So just like he has to pay them, he has to make sure they have this clothing. That's his obligation. But it's not that he's happy with it. And that's why he bought it, that he should have a chauffeur with a tuxedo.
That's a chauffeur, yeah, why not?
Yeah, it makes him look good.
Yeah, it's a business. Okay. Makes him look good, and the driver feel a lot of confidence. He said, what a
mistake. Maybe in this case it would be different. That means if, as Be'etzim, a chauffeur doesn't need a tuxedo, he's buying it for his cupboard, that he looks maybe in the Hanami. We'll see.
Is that part of chesed?
What is chesed and teva meitev would be the two different in yonim. I don't know. Let's just go a little further. We'll come back to your tuxedo and so. Let's go a little further. Let's see the mechaba further. Im nosnu loy b'matone. Someone gave him a matone. Reuven gave Shimon a matone. He bought him a suit. Reuven bought Shimon a suit. Mevorech, so Shimon makes a broche a toiva hameite. Now what's a toiva hameite? She toiva aloi, it's a toiva, here's the suit, v'la noisen. And the noisen also has a toiva that he gave me the suit, and we'll see this in what this is. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. B'matone. Hainu davke keilem oi begodim shamekabo samech bezeh. So Reuven bought Shimon a new suit, and Shimon is very happy with the new suit. Avoloi mois, but if Reuven gives Shimon money, so then he doesn't make any bracha. Sheideze misbayish yoyseh v'lo yuchal azel l'bracha. He's embarrassed that Reuven gave him money, his money. So that is not a toivet. But if he has a new suit, it seems that he's happy with it. He has a new suit. We got it to a matona, a chilek, but he has a new suit. He's very happy with the new suit. Loi leval noisen. But there's a double toive here. He has a toive, and the noisen has a toive. So what toive does the noisen have? So he says, Amor de Kezach. Shehim amekabel oni. If he is an oni, who toive le noisen, so this is Amor de Ketoive to the noisen, Shaziko Hashem Yisborach Lasis Tzedokah. A person, when he gives Tzedokah, either he grumbles or he doesn't grumble, but Al Kaponim, he should understand, man, he should be elated that he was Zoiche to Mekayim Tzedokah. He should be elated with this. Fine. So Al Kaponim, so now, let's see, so Reuven gave Shimon a suit, and this Shimon was Nebuchadnezzar, and he didn't have a suit for the last 10 years, he gave him a suit. So Shimon is besimcha that he has a new suit, and he makes a meitiv, because Reuven was zeichet to mekayim mitzvah stoki. That's a toiva hameitiv. For weiter, vim amekabel osher, what if Reuven gave Shimon is a millionaire, and Reuven gave Shimon a suit. Reuven gave Shimon a suit. Sameach hanoisen, shemekabel minenu, reitoive gamlu noisen. So it seems like this osher also has a no from it. I mean, he likes the suit also, that means he enjoys the suit. And it's a toive for the noisen that he got covered. I mean, he accepted my present. I mean, that's, there is such a musig by the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin says, by an Odom Choshuv, if you give a matana to an Odom Choshuv, that means someone will go over to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I want to give you $100, he won't take it. But Al Kaponim, but if he does take it, so it's a covet. So if you give it to an Odom Choshuv, that's, it can be Mekadosh and Nisha with that. It means if an Nisha gives an Odom Choshuv, a Maton, and he accepts it, so it's considered like he gave her a Pruta, and she's Mekodeshes. But so over here, we don't need an Odom Choshuv. Afilu an Odom Osher, he's Mekabel, he's not a Klavdaka Odom Choshuv, but the Noisen has some sort of satisfaction that he took it from him. So you can say a toiva made, Baba toiva gamla noisen. Period. Now let's go a little further. That's what chat the machaber is. So someone gives you a matone, whatever your matzav is, you're an oni, you're an osher, it's a toiva for you, it's a toiva for the noisen, you make a toiva made. Behina Yeshma Achroinim Shechilkim al Psak says, the Achroinim that are Chilik on this Mechaber, the Sviralu, the Levim, Asconus, Gemorah, the Dom, Leiniskin, a Baruch, a Zuki, Imbe, the Islu, Lachine, Gamke, and Toiva, Gashmis. This Toiva that he got a mitzvah, he was a mitzvah stoke, it's Gavaldik. Or he got COVID, it's Gavaldik. But you don't make Toiva HaMeitev. Toiva HaMeitev we have, that it's raining, I have a field that belongs to myself and a shooter, and it rains. So both of us are deriving kashmistika hano from the rain. A person has a child, so he and his wife are deriving a gashmistika hano. Then you make a teva amete. The son is good for her, the son is good for him. So lamai said, then you make a teva amete. But this over here, this meitiv is ruchnius. He has a mitzvah, he had a schus, he got covered. Vine yesh machayim shechilkam apaksa, esfir lodofim, askaras agmor, adilon lo iniskel abroch hazu, kim edisu lachini gam kein toiv agashmiz, torfizek shenitan lo it keilem, vamatone, tzorech bekabo lavoch bicha shechiyonov lo ibicha satoiv. So lachayre, if the hano of COVID, here Lechayre says he's an usher, the person gave him a matana to a usher, so we say the usher will not make a toiva meter because the noisen only got COVID, he didn't get a dash mistake on that. So Lechayre, in the case of the chauffeur, if the chauffeur, he bought a tuxedo for the chauffeur, so the whole thing he has from it is covered. I don't know. Okay, it's probably in this machloikis. V'yesh did not feel a dinner kipsak a shulchan orach. V'yloch is b'inches a toiv lo yishech yonu. We have machloikis. Olamai se nire de toiv yoysa linik bazel lavoich b'inches shech yonu. V'loi b'inches a toiv. Not like the machaba. Kashe b'ralno b'bir aloche. Fine. So he says it would be preferable not to paskan like this. I'm just wondering, we had before, the Gemara says that what is the halacha if a person's wife gave birth to a child and she was meis velidito? So the Gemara says he doesn't make a teva meite because what atava does she have? She died. What atava does she have from the child? And the Taz says that the Mechaber is choylik on this, the Mechaber for the Mitzvah. She has a child, she has something to say, Kaddish for her. So she's getting a ruchnius to Kehano, and there he brings down the choynim are choylik on the Taz. You need a gashnius to Kehano, not a ruchnius to Kehano. So the choyre, he doesn't compare these two halachas, but l'chayre there's a big similarity. There's a tas and a chayim, there's different chayim. But l'chayre it should be, l'chayre it's the same inyan, that machlekes over there, l'chayre is the same machlekes over here. Fine. Omikol moke. So the ma'aseh m'shabur says we shouldn't feel zich like the machaber, you make shech yom. I'm looking for it. ומכל מוקים, במוקים שנויגים שאויסן על בושה לנורים יסויב. There was a minute that the let's say they used to take together, they went in the orphanage, they took all the Yisoyimim together, 200 Yisoyimim, and the people of the shtot bought all of them new clothing. That was, Al-Boshe, she said, was it? It was an Indian that we were malbish the Yisoyimim of this orphanage. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kolechem a Yisoyimim v'ech malbish arumim, that's number one. V'bichas ha-toyv ha-meitiv, the toyv ha-meitiv is not to the one who's giving them, because that, the ikib is that tuva oid l'kama norim, that means there's a whole group, this whole halboshes Yisoyimim is, there's a group of Yisoyimim, and people came together to be malbish them. So this group is deriving benefit from this matone. So it's equivalent to two brothers, Yash and a father. So the group is acquiring clothing from the Naisen. Bichas Shechiyano lo yebaruchu demok mishmabochim bichas atayv sviru lo leipayskim demabochim shechiyon. Siv vok. Al-dovor she'ein e'choshuv kol kach. Something that is not tochosh, kagain cholo, a shirt, I mean a lion, shoes, pampilois, perishmen, olim, ktanim, shechoif, mechoif, mechoif, I think it's mean stockings. Ein levorech aleihem, one should not make a broche, vim hu oni besameach behem yevorech. But if he's an oni, he could make a bracha. That means these things are in choshev, but choshev is relative. If he, this is the first shirt he got after who knows when, so he'll make a shechiyona on it.
Some shoes cost more than suits.
Oh yeah, they talk about expensive shoes. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Your shoes for $300-$400. Yeah. You want to say a shechiyona?
We'll see. The Rabbi Yashiv says to say Shech Yona. Pimoni v'sameach b'am yevorech. Now, one of the reasons, let's see first, but let's just go a little further. V'yeshoim in the fila oni in b'vorech al cholok b'dalayim echadoyme. The Ramah says a fila oni does not make the broche, v'chein noyadim. So let us just see the reason of this halacha. Zakta Mishnah Brura, Kirchovot, Wooden Shakem, Shen Cheshuvim, Vein Derech, Lismoyach Behem, Agavuchem, the deer she brings down if a person buys a new talus cotton, so he brings down the Rabchan Knievsky, and Ramoisha said, push it, you don't make a shef, it's not called a beged choshuk, a talus godl, it's called a beged choshuk. Not a talus cotton.
You said before that I saw that if you put the tzitzis on the talus cotton, then you make a shechiyona right away.
By the talus gadol, okay. By
the talus gadol.
By the talus cotton, they say bismaneinu, it's not choshev. Anyway, v'yesh oimrim da'filu oni, that an oni also doesn't make. Ayiz besimcha, this is the first shirt he got in 10 years. So the davke beget samach adayim edove shesh ben chshivis ktsas, tomi ledova abo mizman lezman, desnam neodom ischatshim lem lefrokim bo'otim, v'shayach al zeh shech yon. Ma she'en ken elu shagim tomi lezchatish lestam b'nei odom, v'en shayach al zeh lebo'ch shech yon lezman hazeh, amir dike ramah, he said, the Ramah holds, ba'emesin, the broche shech yonu lezman hazeh, was the tzuras habroches adovach habo mizman lezman. The yontif came, the mitzvah came mizman lezman, if mitzvah slulev, mitzvah matzeh, so you make a shech yonu, comes from year to year, that's adovach habo mizman lezman, you make a shech yonu. Now, so he says, by begodim, it's only a reshus, it's not a chiyav like a lulav and matzah. But there's a similarity to begodim because a person also, he doesn't buy a suit every month. He buys a suit. Every Pesach he buys a new suit. Every regal buys a new suit. So a suit is also has a similarity to adav abom yizman laman. But stockings in a shirt, it's not... By Pesach he'll buy a new suit, by a chasna he'll buy a new suit. He needs a shirt, he buys a shirt, he needs stockings, he buys stockings. So that's why they hold, even though he's an oni, but the concept of shechiyonu, zman hazeh, was only said by something that normally comes mizman lezman. That's what the Ramah says.
Someone has a store, he's selling clothing.
Sells clothing.
Yes. So he has a chiyuv to make a shirt.
Chas v'shalom. No, he's selling clothing.
No, I have a guy who sells in the store clothing.
So,
suits.
So what kind of shirt? He doesn't
have. He's not happy that he's wearing a new suit. He has a chiyuv anyway to make a bar.
If by him it's not chosh, that way, if something that's not chosh, by him
either.
Well, if he has 20 suits already, so, I mean, it's not, it's ayin chanami. You have to have a simcha by the
No, but the rules could be that if you're not happy...
Yeah, 100%.
You don't have to...
Definitely.
So it's not considered selfish?
No, he has so many suits already. I mean, it's a feltim nishtois, and there's no simcha taker. There's no simcha. We had before... Yeah, you have to have... Yeah. The lachon you have to have a simcha. If he doesn't have a simcha, dvarim im heim dvarim sheilei vodim samech bem. Ani karoi loy v'imu washe gadol shefilu kem yekom v'chashuv mei nechshavin loy v'ein samech bem lo yevorech. He says klar the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin. In Sivkotin Yud Gimel. Ein chanami, a nosha doesn't have to. Now we have something very interesting. But before this, behind the game, so the Rambam says you never make on these things. I'm a magnavrom a biragosh and advas machia la oni levorich. I'm a megodm the chacham shiposko maise yeshin the for oni lo yevorich al kem shen vachshuvim keilo even though by him it's kvar the kosher. Now we have a minig biyashay biya. Behind the game. A person put on a new baget, you give him a bracha, tevale v'sis chadish. You should use out this baget, it should get worn, and you should get a new baget. That's a bracha you give. V'yesh mi shekosav shein loy mekein al min alayim ebgodim enasim ba'irish al ba'ima. But something that's made out of the skin of the behemoth, don't give him this bracha. You should use it out, and you'll get new shoes. Dim kein hoyitzrichim lahamis behemah cheres tchile shechadish mena begedach. He's giving him a bracha. He should use out these new shoes, these shoes by other shoes. That means another behemoth will have to be killed. Achsiv rachma val kol ma'isov. So don't give vinchnis as a bracha. Binatam cholosh ma'oid, he doesn't like this reason. Veinei nire, mikomo kimrabim akpidim al zeh shleilom. The minigolim is they don't say it by shoes. Al koponim, the din shoe brings down from Rabbi Yashiv, the prima godim. That is dafke. You don't vinch him on. It's not. It's valav. It's chadish. You vinch on. I should have to kill another behemoth. But if a person buys a new pair of shoes and they're expensive, then you can make a shechiyono. These shoes were only came about because a behemoth had to be killed from this, so a behemoth had to be killed. This bracha we don't say, but if he got a new pair of shoes, he got a new leather jacket, a mink coat, he make a shechiyono. What? There could be, it's called the Eminel has an aliyah with it. If it becomes part of the person, he does mitzvahs. So there could be, it's a taiva for.